You know that feeling when your smile just feels right, boosts your confidence? Well, seems like loads of people are after that. And teeth whitening comes up a lot.
It really does.
So welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are zooming in on professional teeth whitening. We've basically boiled down insights from a cosmetic dentist just for you.
That's the plan. Look, you want the real information, quick but thorough, and we get that.
Yeah.
Our mission here is to unpack how it works, the real pros, what it might cost, and importantly, how you keep that smile looking good afterwards. Help you figure out if it's the right call for you.
Exactly. Because let's face it, who hasn't tried those drugstore strips, right? Or the whitening toothpaste?
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
Hoping for that instant movie star smile. So the big question today is going prof actually worth the time and money?
It's the core question, isn't it?
Okay, let's dive in. When you go for professional whitening, what is actually happening to your teeth? How different is it from those kits you buy?
Okay, so to get it, you need to picture your tooth structure a bit. You've got the enamel on the outside.
Well, the hard white part.
Exactly, the naturally whiter layer. It's like the glaze on pottery. But underneath that's the dentin. And dentin is naturally more yellow.
Okay. I didn't realize it was naturally yellow underneath.
Yeah, it has an inherent yellowish tint. Now, the big difference between pro and over-the-counter whitening is the power, basically. It comes down to the concentration of the active ingredient, usually hydrogen peroxide.
So those strips I bought are kind of like playing a different sport altogether.
Pretty much, yeah. Over-the-counter stuff, it generally has a pretty low concentration of hydrogen peroxide, maybe like 1%, up to maybe 10% max in some
Yeah.
professional treatments. They use much higher concentrations. We're talking typically 16% to 25%.
Whoa, that's a big jump.
It is. And that higher concentration is crucial. It lets the whitening agent actually get through the tiny little pores in the enamel and reach the discolored molecules inside that yellowish dentin layer. That's where you get the really noticeable, deeper whitening.
Gotcha. So it's like needing stronger bleach for a tougher stain. The home kits just clean the surface, maybe.
Often, yes, they might lift some surface stains, but they don't usually have enough punch to significantly change the color of the dentin itself,
Yeah.
which is why sometimes the results can be, well, underwhelming.
Makes total sense. Okay, so our expert source laid out the professional process in five clear steps. Can you walk us through that? What should someone expect?
Sure thing. So step one is the initial checkup, basically, the exam and color analysis.
Okay.
The dentist or hygienist needs to check your teeth and gums first, make sure everything is healthy, and that whitening is actually suitable for you.
Right, not everyone's a candidate.
Not always, no.
Yeah.
Then they'll use something called a shade chart. It's like a set of sample teeth in different shades of white
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
to figure out exactly what color your teeth are before starting. They usually take photos too, a before shot for comparison later.
Okay, very systematic. Step two, then, sounds like prep work.
It is. It's all about protection. They use a cheek retractor. It sounds a bit weird, but it's just a little plastic thing.
Keeps your lips out the way.
Exactly. Hold your lips and cheeks back gently. This keeps the teeth clear and, more importantly, stops the whitening gel getting onto your gums or the inside of your mouth, which could cause irritation.
Right, safety first. Makes sense. Step three, is that the gel?
That's the gel application, the Professional Strength Hydrogen Peroxide Gel. They carefully paint it onto the front surfaces of the teeth, the ones you see when you smile.
And they watch you closely because it's stronger stuff.
Yeah, precisely. They monitor you during this part, check you're comfortable, make sure the gel is staying put and doing its job.
Okay. And then Sam, the light, the thing that always looks a bit space age in the pictures.
Yeah. Step four, LED light activation. They position a special LED lamp right in front of your teeth.
And that does what exactly? Just heat it up.
Not heat, exactly. It acts more like a catalyst. The light energy helps accelerate the chemical reaction of the hydrogen peroxide breaking down the stains, makes the whole process faster and more efficient.
Oh, okay.
You'll usually sit under the light for several cycles, maybe 3 or 4 rounds, each lasting about 15, maybe 20 minutes.
Oh, so it's not just one zap.
No. Between each cycle, they'll likely remove the old gel and apply a fresh layer to keep the whitening action going strong.
Right, maximizing the effect. And the final step,
Well,
step five.
step five is the wrap-up. reviewing the results and making sure you know what to do next.
Okay.
After the last light cycle, the gel's rinsed off and they'll take the after photos. Compare them to the before ones. Assess the new shade with the shade chart again.
Yeah, how much brighter you got.
Exactly. And then they give you all the aftercare instructions, what to eat, what to avoid for a bit, how to maintain the results.
Fantastic. That gives a really clear picture of the whole appointment. Okay, let's tackle some common worries people have. Top of the list for many. Does whitening damage your enamel? Is it harmful?
Yeah, that's a big one. And look, the good news is, when we're talking about professional whitening done by trained people, no, it doesn't damage the enamel.
Really? Because it feels like it must be doing something abrasive.
I get why you'd think that. But remember those pores in the enamel? The peroxide goes into the pores to clean out the stains and the dentin below. It's not actually stripping or etching the enamel surface itself. Think of it like deep cleaning the pores, not sanding the surface.
Okay, that's really reassuring. Good to clear that myth up. What about sensitivity? That's another common fear, right? Wincing every time you drink something cold.
It is a possibility, yeah. Temporary sensitivity is probably the most common side effect. Not everyone gets it, but some do.
Why does that happen?
Well, the whitening process can temporarily make those tiny channels in the dentin, they're called dentinal tubules, they lead towards the nerve a little more open or exposed. So things like cold air or hot or cold drinks can reach the nerve endings more easily, causing that little zing, that discomfort.
Like eating ice cream too fast.
But exactly like that.
Yeah.
But the key thing is, it's usually temporary. Typically fades within, say, 24 to 48 hours after the treatment as things settle back down.
Okay, so it's manageable, usually short-lived. Anything you can do beforehand to maybe lessen the chances of feeling it?
Yes, absolutely. A really good tip is to start using a sensitive formula toothpaste a couple of weeks before your whitening appointment.
Oh, interesting. How does that help?
Those toothpastes contain ingredients like potassium nitrate or strontium chloride that work to block up those tiny tubules. They essentially create a protective layer over the nerve ending.
So you're kind of prepping the tooth.
Exactly. Pre-treating it to be less reactive, it can make a noticeable difference for a lot of people.
Smart tip. Okay, let's talk money. Cost. Our source mentioned quite a wide range. What makes the price vary so much?
Yeah, the cost definitely isn't fixed. Location is a big factor. You'll usually pay more in big cities compared to smaller towns.
Standard supply and demand, I guess.
Pretty much. And then there's the practitioner's experience and qualifications. Are you seeing a licensed dentist or a dental hygienist under supervision? Or is it someone offering whitening in, say, a salon setting who might not have formal dental training?
Okay, so there's a difference there too. What kind of price ranges are we talking about?
Well, for treatment by a licensed dentist or hygienist, you might be looking at anywhere from, say, $300 up to $1,000 USD, maybe even a bit more depending on the specifics and location.
Okay, and the non-licensed places?
Those tend to be cheaper, maybe in the $75 to $200 range.
So tempting to go for the cheaper option, obviously,
but
buyer beware.
Absolutely. Look, cost matters. We all know that. But if a price seems really low compared to dental offices, you really should ask questions. What training do they have? What product are they using? How long have they been doing it? You're paying for expertise and safety when you go to a dental professional. Yeah. It's worth being cautious about cutting corners here.
Good advice.
Yeah.
What about the time it takes? How long are you actually sitting in the chair for one of these sessions?
The main part, the gel on, the light on, that usually takes about an hour. Broken into those cycles we mentioned.
Okay.
But you need to add time for the prep at the beginning of the exam, the shade mashing, putting the retractor in, maybe 15, 30 minutes for that.
Right.
And then at the end, rinsing, the after photos, getting your instructions, another 15, 30 minutes perhaps. So all in, plan for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours total for the whole appointment.
Okay. That feels reasonable for the potential results. Now, the million-dollar question, how long does it last? Is it permanent? Do you do it once and you're set?
Ah, if only. No, unfortunately, teeth whitening isn't permanent. It's not a one-and-done thing forever.
Right. I suspected that might be the case.
How long the results last really varies from person to person. It depends heavily on your diet, your habits, and how well you look after your teeth afterwards.
So, coffee drinkers, beware.
Coffee, tea, red wine, dark sodas, berries. Yes, definitely. Smoking is a big one, too. Anything that can stain a white shirt can potentially stain your teeth over time.
Okay. So how often might someone need a top-up then?
It really ranges. Some people might want a touch-up every 6 months to keep things really bright. Others might find the results last well for a year, maybe even 2 years, before they feel they need another boost. It depends on your starting shade, your desired shade, and, like I said, your lifestyle.
So maintenance is key. What are the best ways to keep that whiteness going for longer after you've had the professional treatment?
Definitely. Maintenance is crucial. So number one is being mindful of those staining culprits we just talked about.
Minimize the coffee, the red wine.
Yeah, or at least rinse your mouth with water after having them. Simple things can help. And definitely avoiding tobacco is huge for maintaining whiteness.
Makes sense. What about tools? Anything specific we should be using at home?
Good tools can make a difference. A high-power sonic toothbrush, for example. They're generally much better at removing surface stains day to day than a manual brush.
Okay.
And using a water flosser or water pick is great too. It gets into places brushes miss, helps remove plaque and particles that can cause discoloration along the gum line and between teeth.
Power tools for your mouth. I like it.
Huh. Yeah. Think of it as upgrading your cleaning routine.
Any specific products that help? Like whitening toothpastes or anything else?
Well, using a whitening toothpaste can help manage surface stains between professional treatments. Activated charcoal toothpaste is another option some people try for stain removal, though the evidence on its effectiveness and long-term safety is still a bit debated.
Okay.
Our expert source even mentioned maybe sharing some DIY stain-fighting recipes in the future, which could be interesting.
Ooh, okay. We'll keep an eye out for that.
But honestly, one of the most important things is just keeping up with your regular dental checkups and cleanings.
Every 6 months.
Yep. That professional cleaning removes plaque, tartar, and surface stains that you just can't shift fully at home. It's fundamental to maintaining both the health and the appearance of your teeth.
Right. It all works together. Okay, so we've covered the how, the concerns, the cost, the time, the upkeep. Let's go back to that big question. Is professional whitening really worth it? Does it actually make a difference beyond just vanity?
It's a fascinating area. There's actually a study done by Procter & Gamble that looked into this.
Oh, yeah. What did they find?
Some pretty interesting things, actually. They found that people who'd had their teeth professionally whitened were perceived differently. They were apparently 58% more likely to get a job offer after an interview.
58%? Wow.
Yeah. And they also tended to receive higher salary offers, about 53% higher on average in the study.
That's significant.
Yeah.
Any impact on social life?
The study suggested so. It indicated about a 54% increase in dating interest after whitening.
Okay, those numbers are pretty compelling. It suggests a whiter smile has knock-on effects.
It seems to. And there's other data, too. Like, apparently 96% of American adults believe an attractive smile makes someone more appealing overall.
96%. That's almost everyone.
So the conclusion our expert drew was that, yeah, a whiter smile can genuinely lead to more confidence, maybe more happiness, and potentially open doors, you know, professionally and personally.
So while it's an aesthetic choice on one level, the impact might be broader. It influences how you feel, how others react to you.
Exactly. It's about whether that boost in confidence and potentially positive perception aligns with what you value and what your goals are. It's a very personal calculation in the end.
Right. So wrapping things up then, we've learned that professional whitening is generally safe when done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It works by getting that stronger peroxide deeper into the tooth to the dentin layer for a more significant change than you'd get from over-the-counter products.
Correct. And we've also seen that keeping those results looking good takes some effort, watching your diet, good home care, regular dental visits.
And a really key point seems to be choosing your provider carefully. Don't just go for the cheapest option without checking their training and experience.
Absolutely crucial. Prioritize safety and expertise for the best and safest outcome.
So here's something to think about as we finish up. How might you feel? How might your day-to-day interactions change if you felt more confident about your smile?
Mm-hmm.
And beyond just whitening, what's one small thing you could maybe do, starting today, to invest a little more in your smile's health or appearance? Could be upgrading your toothbrush, cutting back on soda, or maybe just researching qualified whitening providers in your area.
It's definitely food for thought. How much value do you place on that smile?